Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this April 14th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and we're welcoming into the studio our great friend, Kayla Rumbalski, Community Development Educator with Wood County. Kayla, good to have you with us.
Hi, James. Good to be here.
Always good to talk to our friends from Extension. We get a double bill of you guys this week. We'll be talking a little bit later in the week.
Yeah, Anna's on deck later in the week, and here I am. So, two Extension professionals in 1 week. You can't go wrong.
No, we can't. And especially with the topics we've got for you this week. And this one in particular, Kayla, you've been busy lately.
Yeah,
you were up to something. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we are planning, among other things, my colleagues and I at Extension are planning a statewide conference that will be hosted right here in Wisconsin Rapids. It's called the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference. It's coming up on June 16th through the 18th this summer, which is hard to believe is just about 2 months away.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Feels wild to me, but here we are. So this is a conference that really focuses on small town entrepreneurship. So we're looking at Wisconsin outside of Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, you know, some of those big cities, and really focusing in on what more rural communities or smaller cities can do to highlight entrepreneurship and to support small businesses in their communities. So we're really excited about this conference. It's going to be a great way for us to showcase Wisconsin Rapids and really to highlight all of the cool things that we have going on here and in central Wisconsin. And then in addition to that, you know, it's looking at bringing in folks from a statewide audience, but also bringing local folks out as well. So we want to see both people from across the state and people right here locally attending.
I think you can make the argument, Kayla, that it's never been more important to have these kind of events for not only entrepreneurs out there, but local businesses and being for a local, anybody local wanting to start a business or just get going, no matter regardless of funding or opportunities or even your business idea or model. In this day and age in 2025, I think you can make an argument. It has never been more accessible to be able to start up a business.
Absolutely.
But also with that, you're not the only one that thought of starting up a business. There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of businesses. And with that, you know, knowing as much as you can going into it and having as much assistance as you can and data as you can only makes for a much more, the better chances of you being successful in this.
Right. Absolutely. And to add to that, James, I would say, you know, Extension is always about bringing the research from UW-Madison out to our local communities. And so that's one of the things that we do in my program area as well. And we saw a huge number of business startups following during the pandemic and following the pandemic. More people than ever before, I think, probably because, right, you're laid off from your job. Maybe you had a really sustainable income that went away due to COVID. Okay, now's the time. I'm going to go into business for myself. So we saw more startups than ever before, and we're yet to see how that will play out, right? We know that businesses often struggle within their first couple of years. It's difficult to make a profit when you're putting so much of your time and a lot of times your personal dollars into your business. And so we really want to be cognizant of that and support those businesses in any way that we can.
And we're going to go over the agenda highlights. And as we do, I do want to note one thing really quickly. Entrepreneurial Ecosystem 101. I just love that phrase, and I wanted the chance to say it.
Right. There we go.
It's a really fun phrase right there. But just as fun as it is, there's some important information with these.
Absolutely. Yeah. So entrepreneurial ecosystems is like a it's a buzzword, right? And it's fun. It rolls off the tongue. Essentially, what that means is like for a small community, right? So we're hosting it in Rapids, and maybe someone from Nakusa or maybe someone from Auburndale wants to come out. They're representing their local municipality, and they're wondering, how can I support small businesses in my community? How can I make my community more entrepreneurial friendly? That's essentially what that ecosystem term is referring to. So this track, there are four different tracks in the conference, is really all about the first steps and starting out, what you need to know to support entrepreneurs in your community.
And going from there to rethinking rural.
Yeah. So as I said, you know, this is really focusing in on our rural communities in Wisconsin. So no offense to our big cities, but we have some unique challenges and also opportunities, right? It's not just woe is me in our rural communities. There's a lot that we have to offer. And so this this session track is going to be – so I should back up. There are four tracks. For each track, there are four sessions. So 16 sessions across the length of the conference. This track, Rethinking Rural, is really designed to get you to think differently about rural economies. And one of the ways that we've done that, that we're really excited about, one of the highlights is that we're bringing in CORI. CORI, C-O-R-I, is the Center on Rural Innovation. They're a nationwide organization, a nationwide nonprofit network whose mission is to create opportunities that empower rural people to thrive in the tech economy. So really, they're looking at those high-tech startups and tech companies and bringing those to rural communities. They're beyond, you know, those types of industries are not just for big cities. They go beyond big cities. And so we're excited to bring them in as a best practice and to offer the opportunity to learn from them and learn what they're doing across the country.
You know, one of my one of the things that I really enjoy, like especially in the artistic world, is seeing somebody take like an old door and turn it into a table. Right. And, you know, and the repurposing of old items and everything, and it's become even more and more popular with younger generations, DIY, and a lot of those kind of things.
Absolutely.
And, there's no reason we can't do this with businesses. We can't do this with infrastructure or some of our buildings. We're seeing this happen in real time right here in Rapids right now. Right. And CORI is really not only with the information, but one of the centers of this as far as helping communities and learning about this from communities.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're excited to bring them in. I think they'll have some great perspectives that they can share with our community.
And communities like ours, I don't know how necessarily the best way to put this, and I don't know if I even need to. I don't want to mansplain Rapids to Rapids people.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Because we're living real time with so much of what we're talking about right now with this. But it's so important for the future of these communities. I don't think you need me to reference or name any communities in the state of Wisconsin that we've seen go the other way. Where the school shut down or some of these things because they just have not been able to adapt or whatever reasons might be.
Yeah.
It's all the more reason why, you know, hey, to me personally, and talking to our mayor and talking to local leaders in this community in Wisconsin Rapids, things are going well. Nobody's taking their foot off the gas. You know, all the more reason why we've got to really make sure to encourage entrepreneurship, bring businesses into this town and a lot of those things. And having a conference like this, having something like this available to people is only going to enhance that part of it.
Absolutely.
Because it's all well and good to, you know, you got that creative idea. You've got something that you want to do and you're kind of done with this life and you want to start a whole new career or something like that and do this, that's great. But that's one part of it.
Right.
How to succeed is such an integral part of the other part of that. Having a great idea is difficult enough
yes.
to come up with.
Yes, it is.
Let alone being
and then turning that into a business, right? That's
Yeah. Well, and then on top of all of that, to say, you know, and I appreciate the shout out to bigger cities and everything. Coming from or even spending time in cities like many people do out there, we kind of get, okay, there's marketing teams for that. They've got the big city thing
sure.
down. What about on a rural level? How do you do something like that and not scale down, but scale to your community?
Right.
Because something
right.
that we got in radio, I think earlier than most in the business world, and because we had to, how do we survive in radio? How do you, in a day and age where if I want to hear a song, well, I just look it up. I mean, any
right.
song I want to hear, I can hear it anytime I want. I don't
That's
need
true.
Your radio. But we can do what nobody else can do in reporting local. Nobody can, like for us here, nobody can report on Central Wisconsin like we can. We literally live here. We're experiencing it. So we can do that better than anybody in Madison, La Crosse, or Chicago, or New York, or anybody.
Absolutely.
Can.
And you do at WFHR. I mean, you're a huge community partner, and we're so grateful to have you right here.
That was very nice. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Not fishing for that.
No,
but I was using it as an example of how radio has survived, because when I first started in this business, people told me, well, don't get comfortable. Radio is going to be gone. Well, here
right.
we are 30 years later.
Yeah.
we're
not going anywhere.
And we're doing really good. We're doing really well at everything.
Right.
There's no reason why any business out there couldn't be that way. You just have to be able to adapt, be willing to grow, and listen to your community, listen to your audience. I will say this from the end of time. The greatest sales marketing thing you can learn, know your audience. Learn,
absolutely.
Adapt to them and do what that works for them. They won't steer you wrong. This conference is talking about so many of these things in a much better way than I ever could. And also giving, I think too, also with this, Kayla, we'll talk about some more of the other highlights and details with this, but I love the idea too of I'm an entrepreneur and I'm going to something where there's other entrepreneurs. And just being able to be around that vibe and that energy, let alone the information that could be shared.
Yes, absolutely. Oftentimes, when I go to professional development events, whether that's conferences or meetings or what have you, I feel like sometimes it's more valuable the discussion that happens before and after the actual meeting than in the meeting itself. And so we have incorporated that into this conference as well with some really great networking opportunities. So I think I'm probably safe to say that this is the only conference in the state of Wisconsin that kicks off with a baseball game. We have a raft game June 16th will be at the Craft River there for conference attendees. There are 70 spots available for that. It's filling up pretty quick, so if you want to register, a reminder to get it in early so that you can be part of that Rafters game. And then for the second night of the conference, there's a networking social out at Rooted in Red. So again, highlighting a really great family generation upon generation owned business here in the Wisconsin Rapids area. We're going to have dinner out there as well as live music. It'll be a great time just to network and again to have those conversations with other entrepreneurs outside of a meeting space or outside of a boardroom, and to really get to know some folks and make some important connections.
There are great sales and marketing people all around the country doing really good work, but they're not here. And again, going back to, you know, talking about local and for your business to survive, those details are integral. And having people that understand the area and know the area really well is going to be so beneficial for you. And I don't just mean the people that are running the conference or talking that are going to be up there. But to Kayla's point, being around locals, being around other people that are startups or looking to get going or something like that, they're going to have information and data that only they have, that only they know really of the area, you know. And I think, too, the idea that you yourself, whoever you are out there, part of this conference, the information you have that you can share with others could be vital in information that not everybody has.
Right.
And that isn't always X's and O's or data or stats or graphs or charts and those things. Sometimes it's just, hey, you know, people really spend a lot of time on this side of town. And I know that because I live over there or something along those lines.
Absolutely.
Just all kinds of different information that really you would be surprised how it could be beneficial to you and really come up in part of this conference.
Right.
I do want to shout out the Rafters as well. They do a great job being a part of these things. And all of that stuff I just said, the Rafters could tell you about. You know,
They're a business too, right? Yeah. A tourism business.
They've been here in town for so long, I think that we've kind of normalized how unique it is to have a Northwoods League team in our community, in our town. Talking with the ownership over there over the years and different ownership now and some of that, the Rafters are the only Northwoods League team that own their ballpark. And the way that they have taken advantage of that, not only for the community and having other acts in there and not just the baseball team, you know, of course, but having music acts over there and some of that stuff, opening it up to the community and being much more, we don't have to check with so-and-so or anything. We can have the United Way down here and have United Weekend. We can have this event with Rooted in Red and some of this that you guys at Extension are hosting there on the 17th. Some of this stuff that they're able to do is so unique and there's no place book for. They've figured it out as they've been going along, having really smart people over there and people that are from the area and get the area.
And finding the niche, right? Yep. Where can we make an impact? And let's dive into that. And I can tell you, I'm a resident of Stevens Point. And when I first moved to Point, oh gosh, I'm probably a decade. I'm dating myself because it was decades ago at this point. very early on in conversation, I remember people thinking, like, why doesn't Point have a Northwoods League team? Mm-hmm. Why don't we have that? It's a special thing about Rapids, and it's envied by other communities, for sure.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Point, because for as long as I've lived in this area and half my life I've lived in Rapids here and everything, I've always loved Point. I love that area. I love this city and everything that goes on over there and everything. Point is a great example of a rural area, a smaller town that has something there unique. Like, we have our Rafters or River Kings and stuff. They've got one of the better universities in the whole state right there. Right. And that brings in a whole bunch of different stuff, whether we're talking about kids coming from across the state to go to school there or just business opportunities. So that's another shining example of leaning into rural, leaning into what you know and what you can do that nobody else can. We're surrounded by that too. And while we're talking about businesses, you know, helping out other businesses, a rising tide raises all boats with information. That's keep that in mind when it comes to our area in general and all right. of central Wisconsin. The dollars that you spend in Nakusa benefit Rapids. The dollars that you spend in Nakusa benefit Port Edwards and vice versa and all around. Everybody is connected and everybody
helps.
When you support local, truly support local, you're really helping out your whole area.
Yeah. And I should say, you know, this conference is being hosted in Wisconsin Rapids. So you and I have had a lot of, we've been talking just in this interview a lot about Rapids. But we recognize that this is a central Wisconsin initiative. This is something that's really, like you said, a rising tide lifts all boats. So if we can make Rapids stronger for entrepreneurs, we will have ripple effects in the entire central Wisconsin area. And this is sort of a pipe dream, perhaps, but there are a group of folks that are working on this work that are interested in sort of transforming the marketing of central Wisconsin to be more in line with, say, the Fox Cities, right? Mm. Someone says, oh, I'm going to the Fox Cities. They mean Appleton, maybe Fond du Lac, Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. Why can't we have something like that? Oh, I'm going to central Wisconsin and include, Stevens Point, Wausau, Marshfield, Rapids in that definition.
Like, oh, I dig that. Right? I really like that.
Like, why not? Mm-hmm. We should. We should be lifting up all of our rural communities and showing that there's more to the state of Wisconsin. This, I will get on my soapbox and I will shout this from the rooftops. Like, there is more to the state of Wisconsin than just Madison, Milwaukee, and everything that's on that line, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a whole northern half of the state that has a lot going on in it and lots of opportunities.
So. Kayla, we got a couple minutes left. I did want to touch on Cori one more time and just really hit home what that is for people.
Absolutely. So we've got a few different sessions that we're bringing in. Cori is one of them. So again, they're the Center on Rural Innovation. So this is really an opportunity for us to bring a national best practice right here to Wisconsin Rapids and for us to learn from what they've done across the country. I mean, their work has impacted not only the state of Wisconsin, but many, many states across the country. So they're one of the sessions that we're bringing in. And then we also have some sessions that are focused on right here locally. What are we doing in Wisconsin Rapids to be successful from an economy standpoint or from an entrepreneurial standpoint? So we've got a session on repurposing the paper mill, right? We're pretty familiar with that story here mm-hmm. in Rapids, but folks from maybe outside of the area aren't. And so we can talk about that as how our rural economies really bounce back after economic shock and what that looks like. And we've got a great story to share right here. So you can stay tuned for that session and then other sessions on, you know, funding readiness. We talked about how do you get the money? How do you get those dollars when you're looking to start or expand your business? Empowering food entrepreneurs. James, you and I, for different events that we've talked about food trucks and how mm-hmm. how much we love food trucks. So wanting to make sure that we're continuing to support not only those food trucks, so mobile food operations, but also our local restaurants, anyone who wants to serve that community need with food. And then also really leaning into, we've got a session that will lean into how passionate people really lead to quality places. And what we're intending to highlight in this session is the folks that own their own business, but then also volunteer in their community and make such a huge impact in different community programs, events, arts activities, you know, all of those different pieces, like really focusing in on how the people make the place.
Yeah, well said. And yeah. And we have shining examples of that locally all the time. And I don't think you have to try very hard out there to think of, well, businesses that are around and ones that aren't. And just be blunt right. about it. And the ones that are, 9 times out of 10, are businesses that you've seen supporting high school events or promoting this or being at this event or this community thing or something like that. To Kayla's point of putting into their community, being a part of the community and not just kind of like being there to sell goods. It goes a lot farther for your business. It goes so much deeper to the community and keeps your business in the community's eye. And they see that. And it's free advertising in some ways. As it stays in their brain. There's so many different layers to this that whether it's Corey or it's some of the other people that are part of this event can actually put in the really good words for you and not just rambling like I am. it's a fun event. Kayla, do people need to register for this one?
They do need to register. There is a registration fee. You can find out more by going to our Extension Wood County website or just searching for Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference on Google. It is June 16th through the 18th. Again, spaces filling up for that baseball game kickoff event. You don't want to miss it. So join us for the whole thing and register early.
And Kayla, if people have follow-up questions, they'd like to talk to you directly. They'd like to find out more from you. How can they reach you?
Sure. So when you're looking for this conference and you come across the Extension Wood County page, you can find my contact information on there. You can always send me an email or give me a call. I'd love to talk with you further.
I always appreciate the time, Kayla. I love hanging out with you. You say hi to all of the Extension team for us, and we'll talk again real soon.
That sounds great. Thank you, James.
You can talk to the Extension team yourself. Go to extension.wisc.edu. That is their website. Be sure to bookmark it. Keep up to date on all the good things they are doing over there. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.